What about the house? What if I want to stay in the house and my spouse wants to sell it? This is a big issue for many couples these days, particularly because of the housing market. Both spouses generally have their equity tied up in the house. Now, if there are children in the marriage, more often than not, couples will both agree that the residential custodial parent should stay in the house for a certain period of time, and they'll usually time it with respect to the children's schooling. So if you've got a child who's in elementary school, they may decide to stay, let the residential custodial parent stay in the house at least until that child is ready to switch to middle school. Or if the children are in high school, they'll wait until the children go off to college. But whether or not one spouse wants to stay in the house and the other doesn't, they both have to agree about what ultimately is going to happen with the house. So either they'll both agree that one of them will stay in there for a certain period of time, and then that will trigger either that spouse buying out the other spouse's interest in the house, or the other way around, or they'll both agree at that point to put the house up for sale and split the net proceeds on the house. But if one person wants to sell and one person wants to stay, that is something that they both have to ultimately agree to. And mediation really is an excellent place to talk that out. Because what happens very often is they both are in their head about what their rights are, what they want to do, what they don't want to do. And very often talking out this issue to find out what the common ground is and the mutual interest is will generally help to resolve the issue about the house.